Same one. One, two, three, four. Shane Warne, well known to history. Shane Warne, bowler of mystery. Whenever he walked up to the wicket, a change came over the game of cricket. He had the leg spin, flipper and googly. He came on the scene in 1992. Those Indian batsmen taught him a thing or two. This fellow, some said, he don't stand a chance. Soon he began to make the ball dance in Sri Lanka. He first showed his colors true. In Manchester, England, 1993, he bowled what they call the ball of the century. Mike Gatting looked up, struck as dumb as a post, and walked from the crease like he'd just seen a ghost. Shane Warne's first Ashes delivery. From that time on, he played with a batsman's mind. From Brisbane to Durban, he had them in such a bind. To go forward or back, to play or abstain, intensely the pressure built up in the brain. And always the chirping from behind. Ah. And Mr. Warne on his phone sent a lot of texts, 'cause he liked to have quite a lot of sex. Took a prohibited pill to lose his love handle. Said Mum gave it to me. It was a terrible scandal. We wonder what would Warne do next. Shane Warne, truly a sporting magician. Always played like a man on a mission. Each time he came in to bat or bowl, he believed in his powers to take control. Even when he was not in the peak of condition. Ah! Shane Warne bowled with his friend Glenn McGrath. In Sydney, they took their last hurrah. Now Ponting and Taylor and Steve Waugh all agree, to have two such men, they were lucky indeed. Shane Warne and his good friend Glenn McGrath. Bring it home.